We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
From Learfield, this is Big 12 This Week.
To do it on a Saturday is the next step. Full confidence that he's going to do that.
The only official Big 12 radio show on the Big 12 Sports Network.
I like the presence, quite honestly, of both quarterbacks. Both guys, in their own way, lead.
Big 12 This Week is brought to you by On Location, your go-to source for official ticket and hospitality packages for the Dr. Pepper Big 12 Football Championship. Academy Sports and Outdoors, the official sporting goods and outdoor retailer of the Big 12 Conference. Phillips 66, live to the full. Also by Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. Live from the Learfield Network Studios, here's your host, Bill Pollack.
Welcome into the program. The first Saturday in October is the first full weekend of Big 12 play. And all the games will be on national television. Texas will be at TCU for an 11 a.m. kick on ABC. Oklahoma at Kansas State, a 2:30 kick from Manhattan. That's on Fox. Texas Tech against West Virginia, 2:30 Central Time. That's on ESPN2. Kansas travels to Iowa State, a 6 p.m. kick. That'll be on FSN1. And Baylor will face Oklahoma State. That's a 6 o'clock game in Stillwater on ESPN2. But we need to go back and look at last week. It was exciting. There were some surprises and a big blowout to get things started. Texas, 70-35 over Texas Tech. You know, I thought Tech was turning the corner, and maybe they are. Maybe Casey Thompson is just that special. And we'll have more on him in our next segment. But since the loss at Arkansas, Texas has outscored their opponents 128-35, and that was in two games. Texas scored 70 points for the first time in 16 years.
Three receivers bunched on the short side to the right. Now Whittington shifts in motion. Thompson from the shotgun, the snap, back to throw. Swings that wide open, Robinson the catch. Inside the 30, shakes a tackle. Say goodnight to this one. Bijan Robinson takes it 39 yards on fourth down. The catch and run to the end zone for a Texas touchdown.
That's Craig Way, voice of the Longhorns. Nothing against Hudson Card, but how did Casey Thompson not get the starting job? It's amazing what he's done. Again, more on him coming up in our next segment. Oklahoma, we got to find out if this team is, if they're okay. Are they trending in the right direction? Another close one, and one that maybe they should have lost. 16-13 over West Virginia. The difference, a bad snap for West Virginia, and then the inability to get points, and then they left enough time on the clock for Spencer Rattler, who drove them down on their final drive. Here was the miscue by West Virginia. They were at the OU 27. Second down and 7 from the OU 27. They get a 5-yard penalty, and then this.
Second and 12. 5:13 to go. Tie game. Daigie, the snap went by him. It's rolling back to the 50-yard line. Daigie falls on it. Back in his own territory. Frazier snapped it low and right past Daigie all the way back to his own 44.
So you end up taking yourself out of field goal position. You have to punt. And West Virginia gives OU the ball back from their own 8. But this is where good teams, great teams, go to work and make you pay for your mistakes. Spencer Rattler, 6-for-6 on that final drive, and then Berkich.
Gabe Berkich, the kicker. West Virginia cannot call a timeout for the win. Snap back, hold down, kick is away, and it is good! It is good! And you can unhitch the wagon. Put the ponies in the bar. Gabe Berkich, a walk-off game-winning field goal to keep Oklahoma undefeated by the narrowest of margin.
So it's one of those games for West Virginia. If you're into moral victories, it's like, hey, we hung with them. But there's the part of you, though, it's like, man, you had them. You had them. It was there for the taking, and you couldn't get it done. That's frustrating, too. Baylor knocks off then number 14, Iowa State, 31-29. Listen to this. The Cyclones had nearly twice as many rushing yards. They finished in total offense, outgaining Baylor 479 to 282, and they had 85 fewer penalty yards than the Bears, and they lost. A 21-16 game halfway through the third quarter. But the play that just kind of turned it around, Tristan Ebner, and a big kickoff return.
Meavis to kick off for Iowa State from left to right. Ebner will have a chance to return this one from the 2 to the center of the field, to the 20, to the 25, to the 30. There goes Tristan Ebner.
He's gone.
The 40,
he's gone.
The 50, to the sideline. Tristan Ebner, he's going to take it all the way. Tristan Ebner, 98 yards for the Baylor touchdown.
John Morris on the call, 28-16 at that point, and the Bears were able to hang on. You know, Iowa State, I expect more from them. And listen, you've heard me and I've talked about it. You can't panic early in the season, but boy, they're not finishing things off. It's the little details. And that's what's concerning. Look, Breece Hall was phenomenal again. And defensive coordinator John Haycock, one of the best at making adjustments. I mean, they gave up 21 points and 214 yards of offense in the first half. And then they essentially shut out the Bears and only allow 71 yards. So they're close, but they've got to clean things up. Spencer Sanders completed 22 of 34 passes for 344 yards and 2 touchdowns. Oklahoma State with a 31-20 win over then number 25, Kansas State. Jaylen Warren rushed for 123 yards on 27 carries. He had 81 yards on 4 catches. Sanders also scored a rushing touchdown, but the Cowboys failed to score in the second half for the second consecutive game. And it was the defense that stifled K-State's potential comeback, and they padded the lead in the first half.
Jacardier Wright, rather, is the tailback. Fumbled snap, and Howard lost it for a moment. It's loose in the end zone, and the Cowboys recover it for a touchdown! Pistols firing! Touchdown, Oklahoma State! Malcolm Rodriguez gets the fumble recovery for a TD!
Dave Hunziker with the call. The Horned Frogs and SMU Mustangs met for the 100th time in their history, and they combined for 28 points in the opening less than 8 minutes into the game. Trailing 35-24, TCU picked up its third interception of the game off of Tanner Mordecai, the former OU quarterback. But what hurt them is on that third pick, Wyatt Harris took it down to the 16, a big return, took it down to the SMU 16, and all they could come away with was a field goal. And that trimmed the deficit to 35-27, but oh, you got to get a touchdown at that point. And even though they picked off Mordecai three times, he threw four touchdowns. He did enough to hand TCU the loss. And then Kansas lost to Drake 52-33. The Jayhawks were up 27-21 early in the third, and then the wheels came off. But maybe a star emerging. Redshirt sophomore wide receiver Torrey Lachlan.
Beans in the gun. Lachlan Blitz on his left hip. Dumps it out to Lachlan. Swing pass. Caught good. 25-20. 15-10-5 to the end zone. He's in. Touchdown, Kansas. Torrey Lachlan is in, and the Jayhawks take the lead.
The Hawks send a man in motion from left to right. The give is to Torrey Lachlan. 35-30. 25-20. 15-10-5. A touchdown again for Lachlan. Lightning strikes twice for touchdown Torrey, and the Jayhawks go on top.
Brian Haney, yeah. Touchdown Torrey is right. His 20-yard touchdown reception was the first of his career, also his first career reception. And then his touchdown rush, obviously first of his career. So when Lachlan scored his second touchdown of the game, he scored twice on two touches. So Touchdown Torrey is a great name. This is an amazing stat. Lachlan's rushing and receiving touchdowns mark the first game since November 17th of 2012 that a Jayhawk has scored a rushing and receiving touchdown in the same game. Last one to do that was Tony Pearson. So Lachlan may be emerging as a star for Kansas, and look, he's got the pedigree. He's the son of Kerry Lachlan, who played tight end for the LA Rams and Broncos. So that's what happened last week. We obviously will preview this first full week of Big 12 games, and I have a couple of guests as well. John Morris, voice of the Baylor Bears, and Toby Rowland, voice of the Oklahoma Sooners. That's coming up. You can check out our show on TuneIn under College Sports Now. Just search Big 12 This Week from Learfield.
At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we love the sounds of the great outdoors. And that's why we make it easier than ever for you to gear up and have fun out there. Order at academy.com and get free shipping or free curbside or in-store pickup at your Academy store. Plus, get free assembly on most bikes and grills for all the ways you love to play. Make shopping easy with Academy Sports and Outdoors. Free assembly applies to in-store purchases only. Free shipping applies to most orders over $25.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here.
A new combo that's music to my ears, okay.
Let's play.
Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper time. Pour it in a glass of ice.
Ah, music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm a speed bump. Did you hear what I said? I'm a speed bump. And if you have cut-rate car insurance, the cost to reattach your muffler could really be a bump in the road. So switch to Allstate, save money, and be better protected from mayhem like me.
Based on coverage and limits selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Allstate Bar and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Tickets for Less is proud to be the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12 Conference. Visit ticketsforless.com today and find the best seats at the best prices for all of your favorite Big 12 teams and matchups, including the Big 12 Football Championship in Dallas. Tickets for Less has you covered with tickets to all of your favorite teams' games this season at all of the top venues. At Tickets for Less, you'll never pay taxes or service fees. The price you see is the price you pay. Shop now at ticketsforless.com.
A lot happens over the course of a tank of gas. Mad dashes to the pharmacy, hours spent in the school drop-off line, and 7 trips to the grocery store. Wait, I forgot the ice cream. Make that 8. But a tank of gas doesn't just fuel errands. It tells a story. One that could begin at the dry cleaners and end at a hidden sloppy Joe joint. Then right back to the cleaners. Because it's not just about filling up the tank. It's about where that tank will take you next. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here. A new combo that's music to my ears, okay. Let's relax.
Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper time. Pour it in a glass of ice.
Ah, music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we love the sounds of fun and adventure, and we're making it easier than ever to gear up with all your favorite brands. Get to the fun faster when you order at academy.com and get free curbside pickup or buy online and pick up in-store at your nearest Academy. At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we're working hard so you can get what you need to have fun out there. Shop now.
Football season is here, so start making your plans for the Big 12 Championship game in Arlington. On Location is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and has you covered for the championship game. From official game tickets and pregame hospitality to official travel packages, On Location is your go-to source for your official game day experience. Visit onlocationexp.com/Big12Football to secure your experience today. onlocationexp.com/Big12Football.
Hey, everybody, this is Mike Golic, and I'm back to host the second season of the Fan Exam live trivia game every Monday and Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern. Test your college sports knowledge against fans from around the country for the chance to win cash and prizes, including an unforgettable New Year's Day experience at the Rose Bowl Stadium in Pasadena. It's free to play in the brand new Fan Exam app or at thefanexam.com. Get ready to ace the test. Join us for the Fan Exam Season 2 every Monday and Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern.
Just getting started here on Big 12 this week. It's time for Making It Look Natural, presented by Natural Light Seltzer, Aloha Beaches, Catalina Lime Mixer, House Rules, Zest I Ever Had. Plenty of flavors to choose from as you look to cool off and refresh this fall football season. Natty Light Seltzer is the official hard seltzer of the Big 12. And this one is pretty easy to go with. Casey Thompson, Texas quarterback, completed 18 of 23 passes, established career highs with 303 passing yards and 5 passing touchdowns to lead the Longhorns to a 70-point game for the first time since 2005. The 5 passing touchdowns tied for the second most in a single game in Texas history. Casey Thompson making it look natural.
Third down and goal inside the 1 yard line. Thompson under center. Casey surging forward. Casey Thompson is across. Touchdown, Texas. Snap back to Thompson. Casey lofting it down for the end zone. Has a man open. Caught. Touchdown, Texas. Xavier Worthy down in the corner. Casey Thompson dropped it in the bucket. Off play action, Thompson the throw. Casey steps up, deep over the middle, ball caught by Worthy in the Tech territory, still on his feet. He broke free. Say goodnight to this one. Xavier Worthy pinballed away from 2 would-be tacklers, and the strike goes for 62 yards.
Craig Way with the calls. Thompson carried the ball 7 times for 29 yards and a touchdown to give him 6 touchdowns he was responsible for. That also tied for 2nd in program records. Now, when Texas scored that touchdown to close out the first half, Thompson had led the Longhorns on 11 consecutive touchdown drives. Since entering at halftime of last season's Alamo Bowl, he has led Texas to a score when he has been the QB on 24 of 27 drives. And that's why Casey Thompson is making it look natural. Presented by Natural Light Seltzer. This football season, Natty Light Seltzer is crashing the party hard. And we also have to give some props to Xavier Worthy. He was involved in a couple of those highlights The true freshman had 5 catches for 100 yards and 3 touchdowns. And his 3 touchdown catches are a UT freshman single-game record. His 100-yard receiving game is the 17th in school history by 13 different freshmen. When we come back, we'll have John Morris, the voice of the Baylor Bears. That's next on Big 12 This Week from Learfield.
Tickets for Less is proud to be the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12 Conference. Visit ticketsforless.com today and find the best seats at the best prices for all of your favorite Big 12 teams and matchups, including the Big 12 Football Championship in Dallas. Tickets for Less has you covered with tickets to all of your favorite teams' games this season at all of the top venues. At Tickets for Less, you'll never pay taxes or service fees. The price you see is the price you pay. Shop now at ticketsforless.com.
Football season is here, so start making your plans for the Big 12 Championship game in Arlington. On Location is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and has you covered for the championship game. From official game tickets and pregame hospitality to official travel packages, On Location is your go-to source for your official game day experience. Visit onlocationexp.com/Big12Football to secure your experience today. Onlocationexp.com/Big12Football.
At Phillips 66, our main focus is on getting you there. And where is there, exactly? It could be where you find the home of seemingly every cricket ever. Or the space between playdates with Kevin D and Kevin S. It could be as familiar as your own cul-de-sac, or somewhere you didn't realize you wanted to go until you ended up there. It's up to you to find it, but we'll help you get there, wherever your there is. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we love the sounds of the great outdoors. And that's why we make it easier than ever for you to gear up and have fun out there. Order at academy.com and get free shipping or free curbside or in-store pickup at your Academy store. Plus, get free assembly on most bikes and grills for all the ways you love to play. Make shopping easy with Academy Sports and Outdoors. Free assembly applies to in-store purchases only. Free shipping applies to most orders over $25.
Hey, everybody, this is Mike Golic, and I'm back to host the second season of the Fan Exam live trivia game every Monday and Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern. Test your college sports knowledge against fans from around the country for the chance to win cash and prizes, including an unforgettable New Year's Day experience at the Rose Bowl Stadium in Pasadena. It's free to play in the brand new Fan Exam app or at thefanexam.com. Get ready to ace the test. Join us for the Fan Exam Season 2 every Monday and Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern.
A lot happens over the course of a tank of gas. Mad dashes to the pharmacy, hours spent in the school drop-off line, and 7 trips to the grocery store. Wait, I forgot the ice cream. Make that 8. But a tank of gas doesn't just fuel errands. It tells a story. One that could begin at the dry cleaners and end at a hidden sloppy Joe joint. Then right back to the cleaners. Because it's not just about filling up the tank. It's about where that tank will take you next. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Hey, everybody, this is Mike Golic, and I'm back to host the second season of the Fan Exam live trivia game every Monday and Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern. Test your college sports knowledge against fans from around the country for the chance to win cash and prizes, including an unforgettable New Year's Day experience at the Rose Bowl Stadium in Pasadena. It's free to play in the brand new Fan Exam app or at thefanexam.com. Get ready to ace the test. Join us for the Fan Exam Season 2 every Monday and Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern.
At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we love the sounds of fun and adventure, and we're making it easier than ever to gear up with all your favorite brands. Get to the fun faster when you order at academy.com and get free curbside pickup or buy online and pick up in-store at your nearest Academy. At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we're working hard so you can get what you need to have fun out there. Shop now.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here. A new combo that's music to my ears, okay. Let's play.
Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper time. Pour it in a glass of ice.
Ah, music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
We're back on Big 12 this week. You can catch the show on SiriusXM Channel 375, Thursdays at 6 Eastern. Joining us now on the Academy Sports and Outdoors Hotline, the voice of the Baylor Bears, John Morris. John, welcome. Thank you for coming on.
Bill, it's great to be on, and I love Channel 375. That's the station of choice in my car and even outside the car on the app. So glad to be on with you this week.
Yeah, thank you so much. I mentioned earlier in the show the lopsided stats in favor of Iowa State, but Baylor had the advantage in the only stat that matters, the final score. Let's go back to last Saturday. What did you think of the Bears' performance?
You know, definitely room to improve, but you're right. Bottom line is a big, big win for Baylor. I mean, that was a huge win for Baylor to get by a really, really good Iowa State team. No question, it's the biggest win in the short tenure of Dave Aranda's time here at Baylor. But still, the Bears made a lot of mistakes. And the numbers, as you mentioned, if you just look at the numbers, you would think Iowa State won the game. But Baylor did some good things and enough good things to win. So that is the bottom line.
Our can't-miss game of the week is presented by Tickets for Less. TicketsForLess.com is the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12. Baylor at Oklahoma State, a pair of 4-0 teams. Tristan Ebner, I think he said, look, they're not shocked inside the Bears program. They're not shocked at the win over Iowa State. They're not shocked to be 4-0. What are some of the biggest differences you're seeing in the Bears in year one under Dave Aranda now to year two?
Yeah, a good question. I mean, last year was just such a wonky season, you know, for everybody, but especially here. It was Dave Aranda's first year as head coach at Baylor, his first year as a head coach anywhere. And, you know, I would give the guy a mulligan on that last year, or call it year zero for Dave, because you're going through, you know, you're going through all the COVID protocols and so many things that he wanted to do that he just couldn't do. So I think this year is a real read on Dave as a head coach. You know, they had a full spring practice, went through a normal summer, went through fall camp like normal, and then hit the season at full stride, healthy and at full stride. So it's almost not fair to compare last year to this year, just with all the protocols Baylor had to go through.
Gary Bohannon, second in the conference behind Spencer Rattler of Oklahoma, completing around 73% of his passes, 7 touchdowns, no interceptions. So obviously taking care of the ball. What else about Bohannon's game has impressed you?
Well, just his poise, you know, for a guy that this is first time to start at Baylor, and he's waited his turn and he's kept working hard, and he's got the support of the entire team around him, and just the way he's handled the whole situation. You know, it was a really good competition for that starting quarterback spot, and Gary was clearly the best guy, you know, clearly the number one quarterback coming out of fall camp. Or even before camp ended, he was named the number one quarterback. And just the way he's handled it is very, very impressive, almost like a seasoned veteran back there, even though he's only started, 4 games here at Baylor.
And it's pretty apparent that he's the guy moving forward. I just saw that Jacob Zeno entered the transfer portal. So what does that do for the QB situation now behind Bohannon?
Yeah, I hate to see Zeno go, but he was behind Bohannon, and he has an escape hatch, you know, to go in the transfer portal. So wish him nothing but the best. It was great to have Jacob Zeno here for a couple of years. So that would move up Blake Shapen to the number 2 quarterback spot. He is a redshirt freshman, a lot of promise, real strong arm. He was right in the middle of that quarterback competition, you know, before Gary was named the starter. So, you know, I'm guessing he'll get more snaps in practice now, knowing that he's your number 2 guy. And then a freshman named Kyron Drones would be our number 3 quarterback right now. And the plans are to redshirt him. But as your number 3, maybe you need to have him get some snaps, you know, and be ready also.
We're talking about our can't-miss game of the week presented by Tickets for Less, the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12, Baylor at Oklahoma State. The run game, I was looking at the stats on Big12Sports.com. Abram Smith and Tristan Ebert, both averaging over 7 yards per carry. What's been the reason for their success, and how big of a part are they going to play in this Cowboys game this Saturday?
Well, that's going to be huge. The run game for Baylor is really huge. You know this, Bill, and make sure our listeners know that Baylor had a change on pretty much the entire offensive staff. Jeff Grimes is here as the offensive coordinator, came from BYU, and he brought with him that wide zone offense. And Eric Mateos is new as our new offensive line coach. He came from BYU as well. And those guys, you just can't give those guys enough credit. You know, credit Dave Aranda for identifying them and bringing them here, but then give them a lot of credit for installing that offense that really starts with the offensive line. It starts with that wide zone blocking by the line, and then the running backs, you know, can either slide along whichever direction the line is blocking, or they can plant a foot and cut up field. And Treston Ebner and Abram Smith have done that very, very well. So they've adapted to this offense really, really quickly. And it's been very productive for Baylor. So, you know, all those things have combined to, you know, give Baylor a very productive offense. Running backs are certainly giving credit to the offensive line. That offensive line, which was an issue last year for Baylor, is not a question anymore. I mean, they've been doing their job really well.
And then lastly, defensively, Baylor gave up a lot of yards to Breece Hall, but which teams don't? And I don't think that Spencer Sanders' arm is going to beat a lot of teams. So what problems could OSU potentially create for Baylor?
Oh, gosh, I think there's a lot of problems. I mean, that's a really good team, and Jaylen Warren is running the ball really well for Oklahoma State. So, you know, they've got their playmakers. You know, Tay Martin, the receiver, they've got plenty of playmakers on offense. And Oklahoma State's defense is playing really, really well. Dave Randa, that's the first thing he mentioned this week, was Oklahoma State's defense. And, you know, Dave being a defensive guy, he really appreciates what Jim Knowles is doing at Oklahoma State. So there are, you know, so many weapons offensively for Oklahoma State, and then a very, very solid defense. And then you got to play in Boone Pickens Stadium on a Saturday night, which is tough to do. I mean, great home field advantage for the Cowboys. So it'll be an uphill climb, but I'm really excited about the matchup, which is a matchup now of two top 25 teams as of this week, number 19 Oklahoma State, number 21 Baylor.
Our Can't Miss Game of the Week presented by Tickets for Less, ticketsforless.com, the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12. Baylor at Oklahoma State, 6 o'clock national broadcast. And of course, John Morris will have the call on the Baylor Radio Network. John, as always, thank you for your time.
Bill, always great to visit. Appreciate it. Looking forward to the games this weekend.
This is Big 12 This Week from Learfield.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here. A new combo that's music to my ears, okay. Let's play.
Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper time. Pour it in a glass of ice.
Ah, music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
At Phillips 66, our main focus is on getting you there. And where is there, exactly? It could be where you find the home of seemingly every cricket ever. Or the space between playdates with Kevin D and Kevin S. It could be as familiar as your own cul-de-sac, or somewhere you didn't realize you wanted to go until you ended up there. It's up to you to find it, but we'll help you get there, wherever your there is. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Hey, everybody, this is Mike Golic, and I'm back to host the second season of the Fan Exam live trivia game every Monday and Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern. Test your college sports knowledge against fans from around the country for the chance to win cash and prizes, including an unforgettable New Year's Day experience at the Rose Bowl Stadium in Pasadena. It's free to play in the brand new Fan Exam app or at thefanexam.com. Get ready to ace the test. Join us for the Fan Exam Season 2 every Monday and Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern.
At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we love the sounds of the great outdoors. And that's why we make it easier than ever for you to gear up and have fun out there. Order at academy.com and get free shipping or free curbside or in-store pickup at your Academy store. Plus, get free assembly on most bikes and grills for all the ways you love to play. Make shopping easy with Academy Sports and Outdoors. Free assembly applies to in-store purchases only. Free shipping applies to most orders over $25.
Football season is here, so start making your plans for the Big 12 Championship game in Arlington. On Location is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and has you covered for the championship game. From official game tickets and pregame hospitality to official travel packages, On Location is your go-to source for your official game day experience. Visit onlocationexp.com/Big12Football to secure your experience today. onlocationexp.com/Big12Football.
It's a new season. Get ready for more men's and women's college sports excellence. Trophies will be awarded in June to schools who take the top spot in the 2021-22 Learfield Directors' Cup. The premier award recognizes one winning institution in all competitive divisions. Follow your favorite team's progress as seasonal standings are announced at L Directors' Cup on Twitter and online at directorscup.org. The crowning achievement in college athletics.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm a broken traffic light. Stop and go is the name of my game. It's easy. You go, they go. What was it? They go, you go? And if you have the wrong car insurance, these repair costs could stop you in your tracks. So get Allstate's new low auto rate and be better protected from mayhem like me.
Not available in every state based on coverage and limits selected. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Allstate Bar and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
And we're back on Big 12 this week. I'm Bill Pollack, and joining us now on the Academy Sports and Outdoors Hotline is Toby Rowland, voice of the Sooners. Toby, thanks for coming on the show. I want to go back to Saturday's win over West Virginia. And I was talking about this earlier in the show, 16-13. You know, the margin for error is slim in this league, but what the fourth quarter really showed me, like the difference between an Oklahoma and a West Virginia, you know, the Mountaineers had a chance to kind of take control of that game, and they snapped the ball backwards 20 yards. And then OU shows a lot of poise taking over at their own eight to drive down, eat up clock, and kick the game-winning field goal. And it's those little things that make the difference between average and good teams to very good and great teams. And I thought Oklahoma was a perfect example of that.
Yeah, it was encouraging. There's a lot of gnashing of teeth going on in Sooner Nation about the offense early in the season, and understandably so. They've been high-powered and really good around here the last few years, and they are sputtering, to say the least, out of the gates. But to see them when they had to put together a drive to win the game hopefully will be a springboard for them going forward. You know, they took over at their own 8-yard line, and if they have to punt it away, then West Virginia is going to get good field position and probably the last crack at winning that thing. And they were able to keep the football for the remainder of the game and drive it down the field and kick the game winner. There's a lot to nitpick about, complain about the way Oklahoma's played so far this year, and I'm sure we'll get into some of that. But you do have to give them credit for making the plays they had to at the end of games. Three of the four games so far could have gone the other way. They got the defensive stop they had to against Tulane. They got the defensive stop they had to against Nebraska. And the offense marched the field to win it against West Virginia. So hopefully some of these tight games that they're finding ways to win early will end up being a benefit for this team on down the line.
Yeah, three of those Sooners four wins by a combined 15 points. So are fans just spoiled by these big OU victories and what the offense has been able to do? Are there major red flags, or are there just things that need to be tidied up a bit on that side of the ball?
Well, I'd say yes and yes. It is an odd situation the Sooner fans find themselves in, because for the last decade or so, when we have been in a season like this, it has been the offense that's humming and the defense that's got to be better. And now here we are in 2021 and the defense is playing great. And this is as good and as talented and as deep of a defensive team as Oklahoma's had in a long, long time. And all of a sudden the offense, which we've haven't had to worry about around here, is having a hard time. So it's an odd feeling. I do think there are some areas of significant concern. I think the offensive line has looked very shaky early on. And if that doesn't get shored up, then they're not going to run the table and win a Big 12 title or go to a college football playoff or anything. So that has led to a running game that has been disappointing so far. It has led to Spencer Rattler having to evacuate the pocket quickly on many occasions and not getting to go through his progression. And all of that, I think a lot of the offensive issues stem from the offensive line not looking like a very good cohesive unit so far. But Bill Beedenbo is the coach, and he's got a pretty good track record. So I think if you are a Sooner fan, your hope is that they're going to get that figured out and get better as the year goes along.
Toby Rowland is the voice of the Sooners, and he joins us on the Academy Sports and Outdoors Hotline, the official sporting goods and outdoor retailer of the Big 12. So you talked about the run game struggling. I was looking at some quick stats. Kennedy Brooks and Aaron Gray, they've combined for 84 rush attempts. And you take someone like Breece Hall at Iowa State, he has 87 carries. Brooks and Gray a combined 450 yards as opposed to 478 for Hall. So, I mean, they're pretty close as a duo. They're putting up the same type of numbers as a Breece Hall. But what do you see in the run game that can get better? Is it all up front, or can those guys step up even more?
I would say 75% it's the offensive line, 25% on the running backs, perhaps. You know, those guys are two different guys. Kennedy Brooks runs with patience. He has tremendous vision, not a lot of wiggle to him. He's probably not going to make somebody miss, but with a head of steam, he's difficult to deal with. He's got two 1,000 yard seasons for Oklahoma. He's a proven commodity. Eric Gray is a smaller back with some sudden to him. He'll make a guy miss. He'll make a cut or stop on a dime. And so figuring out which guy deserves to be on the field in which instance, Eric Gray, the better receiver of the two out of the backfield, is something they're working through. But when you get the ball and you got defenders draped on you, it's hard. They ran the ball pretty well against Nebraska, and everybody was encouraged, and then took a significant step back against West Virginia. But West Virginia's got a good defense. So, you know, we'll see going forward. I think that those numbers you give are interesting, but compared to what they have been around here, you know, Oklahoma's used to 250, 300 yards a game on the ground. That's what's made the offense go. Because they've been able to run it so well, defenses have had to load the box, which has allowed that play action to have receivers running wide open down the field. And they've been virtually impossible to defend because they've been able to run the ball so well. Well, you know, you want to look at why they're putting up 23 against Nebraska and 16 against West Virginia. It's because they're not able to do that. They're not able to run the ball at will right now, anyway, against opponents. So is it a long-lasting concern? I don't know. Only time will tell. But it is certainly the biggest concern right now for this team.
Got a break coming up, and I do want to talk about the game in Manhattan this Saturday. But before we do that, Spencer Rattler leads the Big 12 with a completion percentage of 74%, and you've talked about him being flushed out of that pocket. How is he developing, and talk about the job he's done.
I think Spencer's been okay. I think he's taken a step back from last year. It's a little hard to judge because he has been on the run quite a bit. He has five of his touchdowns came in that Western Carolina game, which is an FCS opponent. We kind of just set those stats aside to some extent. But I don't think Spencer has been the source of the offensive problems personally. And I know that there are a lot of Sooner fans who do and would like to at least see a glimpse of Caleb Williams, the five-star backup. I think Spencer's played fine. I think that there are some passes he's thrown that are questionable, make you scratch your head a little bit. He has thrown three interceptions. It doesn't look like he's playing with the same confidence so far this year that he did second half of last season when he had some real wow moments. There's been a lack of wow moments out of him so far this year. But again, He was great down the stretch against West Virginia. He completed 14 of his last 15 passes. He was 6 for 6 on that final game-winning drive. So like the offense, you hope maybe that serves as a springboard for him going into Manhattan this weekend.
Toby Rowland, the voice of the Sooners on the Academy Sports and Outdoors Hotline. And, you know, I don't want to dismiss the defense because when Big 12 this week first started, I had you on as a guest, and we were talking about, boy, what job Alex Grinch has of trying to fix and improve and build that defense. And now they've allowed 29 points and just 3 touchdowns in the last 3 games. Who and what sticks out for you on that OU defense?
The defensive line is their best unit. They are game wreckers. They are great in the pass rush. They are maybe even better against the run game. They haven't given up 100 yards rushing to any team so far this year. And I think in their current 12-game winning streak, there's only one back, and that was Breece Hall last year, that has gone for over 100 yards against them. They are deep. They'll rotate a bunch of guys up front. Isaiah Thomas, Nick Benito, Perrion Winfrey, those are kind of the big names up front. But they will play 8, 9 guys, maybe 10 some games, and just keep fresh bodies on that opposing offensive line constantly. It is a very attractive unit. I mean, there's going to be a lot of those guys who are playing at the next level. I think the linebackers have been okay. Secondary has been okay. But when you've got a defensive line that is constantly putting opposing quarterbacks under duress, forcing them to get rid of the ball quickly or uncomfortably, it leads to turnovers. They forced a bunch of fumbles. They've got a bunch of takeaways. They've racked up a bunch of sacks early on. Lincoln has pointed out he would love a few more 3-and-outs to try to get the ball back for his offense. He feels like maybe his offense could find a little more fluidity if they could get a few more 3-and-outs. But they have done a good job of bending and not breaking. You know, a team might be able to march down into field goal range against them, but can't get into the end zone. Especially late in games when it's winning time, they've been clutch. So it's just been it's been the dependable side of the ball, which again is an odd situation for Oklahoma fans in recent years. It kind of feels refreshing, to be honest with you. That's the way that it was back in some of the championship teams that Oklahoma has. We had the Selmans or Bosworth, or even more in recent years, the Kalmuses and Torrance Marshalls and Teddy Lehmans, those defenses that you could count on Oklahoma defensively, and the offense could be hit or miss because they were so good on defense. That's a little like it feels this year. You just wish they would give you a little more margin for breathing room if you're a Sooner fan.
Kansas State has eked out a couple of wins over the Sooners over the last couple of seasons. We'll talk about that next on Big 12 This Week from Learfield.
A lot happens over the course of a tank of gas. Mad dashes to the pharmacy, hours spent in the school drop-off line, and 7 trips to the grocery store. Wait, I forgot the ice cream. Make that 8. But a tank of gas doesn't just fuel errands. It tells a story. One that could begin at the dry cleaners and end at a hidden sloppy Joe joint. Then right back to the cleaners. Because it's not just about filling up the tank. It's about where that tank will take you next. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we love the sounds of fun and adventure. And we're making it easier than ever to gear up with all your favorite brands. Get to the fun faster when you order at academy.com and get free curbside pickup or buy online and pick up in-store at your nearest Academy. At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we're working hard so you can get what you need to have fun out there. Shop now.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here. A new combo that's music to my ears, okay. Let's play.
Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper time. Pour it in a glass of ice.
Ah, music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
It's a new season. Get ready for more men's and women's college sports excellence. Trophies will be awarded in June to schools who take the top spot in the 2021-22 Learfield Director's Cup. The premier award recognizes one winning institution in all competitive divisions. Follow your favorite team's progress as seasonal standings are announced at L Director's Cup on Twitter and online at directorscup.org. The crowning achievement in college athletics.
Football season is here, so start making your plans for the Big 12 Championship game in Arlington. On Location is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and has you covered for the championship game. From official game tickets and pregame hospitality to official travel packages, On Location is your go-to source for your official game day experience. Visit onlocationexp.com/Big12Football to secure your experience today. onlocationexp.com/Big12Football.
Football season is here, so start making your plans for the Big 12 Championship game in Arlington. On Location is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and has you covered for the championship game. From official game tickets and pregame hospitality to official travel packages, On Location is your go-to source for your official game day experience. Visit onlocationexp.com/Big12Football to secure your experience today. onlocationexp.com/Big12Football.
It's a new season. Get ready for more men's and women's college sports excellence. Trophies will be awarded in June to schools who take the top spot in the 2021-22 Learfield Director's Cup. The premier award recognizes one winning institution in all competitive divisions. Follow your favorite team's progress as seasonal standings are announced at L Director's Cup on Twitter and online at directorscup.org. The crowning achievement in college athletics.
At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we love the sounds of the great outdoors. And that's why we make it easier than ever for you to gear up and have fun out there. Order at academy.com and get free shipping or free curbside or in-store pickup at your Academy store. Plus, get free assembly on most bikes and grills for all the ways you love to play. Make shopping easy with Academy Sports and Outdoors. Free assembly applies to in-store purchases only. Free shipping applies to most orders over $25.
Tickets for Less is proud to be the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12 Conference. Visit ticketsforless.com today and find the best seats at the best prices for all of your favorite Big 12 teams and matchups, including the Big 12 Football Championship in Dallas. Tickets for Less has you covered with tickets to all of your favorite teams' games this season at all of the top venues. At Tickets for Less, you'll never pay taxes or service fees. The price you see is the price you pay. Shop now at ticketsforless.com.
Back on Big 12 this week, you can download the program as a podcast. Go to Google, Apple Podcasts, Big12Sports.com, wherever you subscribe to your podcasts. Just search for Big 12 this week. And I think we even have it on the Sooners website. Isn't that right, Toby?
I believe that's correct.
Yeah, yes. I think so. Yeah, Toby Rowland is the voice of the Oklahoma Sooners, and he's on the Academy Sports and Outdoors Hotline with us. K-State, a 38-35 win a year ago. In 2019, a 48-41 win in Manhattan. Last year, Skylar Thompson threw for 334 yards to rally K-State from 35-14. But this year, Toby, no Skylar for K-State. What challenges do the Wildcats provide for OU defensively?
Well, first off, I'll believe it when I see it that Skylar Thompson doesn't actually play. I know Chris Klieman said it's not likely, and maybe it is not likely, but we'll see.
Some gamesmanship.
Well, you never know. College football coaches tend to be coy from time to time, so we'll see. Kansas State's a tough matchup for Oklahoma. For whatever reason, there have been two teams in this conference that really give them fits consistently, and that's Kansas State and Iowa State. And they beat them the last 2 years. The road team has won 7 of the last 10 games in this series. And Kansas State, all the way back to really the invention of the Big 12 Conference, has given Oklahoma problems. You know, Big 12 championship game way back when they beat them. So it's a program and a style and a team that gives Oklahoma problems. I think they're tough. They run the ball with the quarterback most seasons. they beat you with special teams. They are clutch and really consistent at making big plays in special teams. And they just kind of wait for you to make a mistake and then capitalize on it. And they're not intimidated by Oklahoma, obviously, when they walk in. So this is going to be tough. I mean, in their place, they're coming off a loss. I'm sure they're upset about that. And they know they can beat Oklahoma. They've done it the last couple of years. And they've got a little bit of a psychologically wounded OU offense perhaps right now that's coming in. So I would be shocked if this isn't like three of the first four games for OU. I think this will come probably right down to the wire.
How much stock do you put in that talk, the narrative about going into a hostile environment for the first time and against a true road, fan base? And, you know, granted, Bill Snyder Family Stadium, not the biggest, but, they'll have a big crowd there. Does that stuff get to the players at all? Does it get to a team that hasn't experienced that? They've got some players on that OU roster that haven't experienced that type of crowd. How much of a factor does that really play?
Well, first off, Bill Snyder Family Stadium is one of the great settings in college football. That is a wonderful fan base. And they get the Wabash Cannonball fired up, and they get the sway in, and really in all sports. If you've never been to a basketball game in the Octagon of Doom, do yourself a favor and go there someday. They love their Wildcats, and they make for a really, really fun game day atmosphere. So that place will be packed and it'll be roaring. And but as for going on the road, a couple of things. One, you got to keep in mind, this is the first time OU's gone on the road this year. And it's the first time in a couple of years that most of these guys have ever seen a true road environment. Last year was not a true road environment. It was, some places were empty and some places were 25%. You've never had full stadiums the last couple of years. So there's 50% of this team probably that has no idea what it's like to play a college football game in a packed house on the road. I think playing on the road has been Oklahoma's secret to their success in this current run that they're in. They have really embraced going on the road. They love it. If you think of the big non-conference matchups Oklahoma's had in the last decade, they've won them all. They went to Tennessee and won. They went to Notre Dame and won. They went to Florida State and won. They went to UCLA and won. They had a long, long road winning streak in the Big 12 until recently. So they have thrived on going into somebody else's house, feeding off the energy of opposing fans, and winning. Now, does that apply to this team? I don't know. This quarterback hasn't done it. Like I said, half of this team has never played on the road before. But I think there are players. I think of Michael Jordan and Reggie Miller and Tom Brady and some of the all-time greats. They will tell you nothing is more fun than going on the road and shutting up opposing fans. And I think the Oklahoma football program has embraced that probably all the way back to Barry Switzer. Certainly Bob Stoops preached that as well. They have absolutely – they like playing at home. Don't get me wrong. The Palace is one of the great venues in all of college football. But they love going on the road. So I'm intrigued. I don't – that's been the case in the past. But this is a new cast of characters. It's a new quarterback. It is a team that's beaten you two straight years. Do they have that? You got to be a killer when you go on the road. You've got to love the boos, and you've got to love the fans heckling you, and all the negativity. You've got to turn it into fuel. And whether or not they can do that or not, I'm very intrigued to see.
All right. It'll be a great game Saturday, 2:30, Oklahoma at Kansas State. Toby Rowland will have the call on the Sooner Sports Network. Toby, appreciate your time. Always great to have you on the program.
All right, Bill, you're the best. Thanks, buddy. Have a good one.
Okay. This is Big 12 This Week from Learfield.
At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we love the sounds of fun and adventure, and we're making it easier than ever to gear up with all your favorite brands. Get to the fun faster when you order at academy.com and get free curbside pickup, or buy online and pick up in-store at your nearest Academy. At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we're working hard so you can get what you need to have fun out there. Shop now.
Tickets for Less is proud to be the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12 Conference. Visit ticketsforless.com today and find the best seats at the best prices for all of your favorite Big 12 teams and matchups, including the Big 12 Football Championship in Dallas. Tickets for Less has you covered with tickets to all of your favorite teams' games this season at all of the top venues. At Tickets for Less, you'll never pay taxes or service fees. The price you see is the price you pay. Shop now at ticketsforless.com.
Wrapping up here on Big 12 this week. All right, I like Texas over TCU. Give me Oklahoma over K-State. West Virginia to beat Tech. Iowa State will beat Kansas. And I think Oklahoma State will take care of Baylor. It's going to be a great weekend of games. Enjoy, and we will be back with you next week. I'm Bill Pollack. This is Big 12 This Week from Learfield.
On the Big 12 Sports Network from Learfield. Big 12 This Week has been brought to you by On Location, your go-to source for official ticket and hospitality packages for the Dr. Pepper Big 12 Football Championship. Academy Sports and Outdoors, the official sporting goods and outdoor retailer of the Big 12 Conference. Phillips 66, live to the full. And by Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Big 12 Sports Network.